previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
I've developed a technique whereby we can transplant a new 3D printed hippocampus while still retaining old memories, all via a minimally invasive surgical procedure.
I'm only interested in one factor, Eugene. You.
Hmm?
I want to offer you a job.
The job is in Baltimore. We'd have to move to Maryland.
You can't move though, Buck. You just can't.
I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure we don't. I can promise you that.
I don't want to put my own needs ahead of my son's.
Did Langford give you a deadline on an answer?
Next week. He's flying the three of us to Baltimore on Thursday.
You should have seen my dad tonight. He'd definitely fit in here.
We have to make sure that you stay.
I just don't want to mess anything up for him.
You gave me a few more days with my husband, Eugene. Beautiful moments that will hold me over until I join him in heaven. And we can talk about old times for all eternity.
Hearing that lady talk at the funeral, you made an incredible difference in her life. And it's so obvious you can help a whole lot of other people. The world needs this.
Buck, are you suggesting we should move?
You need to take the position, Dad.
Yes. You do.
Well, it seems that the Miltzner family is moving to Baltimore.
I don't understand, Buck. We had them. They would never have moved if they thought you might become a Christian here. Then you ruin it all by telling them they should go anyway?
I felt horrible, Jules. Mom and Dad have done so much for me. I couldn't manipulate them that way.
Well, even if they do leave, you could still stay. Move in with the Calhouns or the Washingtons. They'd take you in.
I waited so long to have a family. I want to have them as much as I can. I need to stay with my parents.
What happened to you supposedly doing everything you can to not move, to stay here with me?
I don't want to move. Not at all. I just don't know what to do.
Well, it sounds like you made your choice.
Jules, we can still keep dating. It'll be different, I know, but...
Yeah, different. Like I never see you again different. No lunches at school, no writing music together, no talking at Wit's End for hours.
We can still talk for hours over the phone and see each other on FaceSpace, and I'll try to convince my parents to let me visit from time to time.
Like you tried to stay in Odyssey?
Jules.
I get it. This relationship really doesn't mean as much to you as I thought it did.
It does. It's just that my family means a lot to me, too.
I have to go.
Come on. I know we can work it out.
If you're going to leave, Buck, then just leave. Bye.
I'm here, Wit. I'm sorry.
Ah, Miss Kendall.
Oh, Eugene. What are you doing here?
I do still work here on occasion.
Eugene came by to tell us something, Connie.
Indeed. Something of great importance.
Oh? What is it?
After giving it a great deal of thought, discussion, and prayer, we've decided to accept Dr. Hunt's offer. We're moving to Baltimore.
What?
I'm so happy for you, Eugene. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. And thank you for your sensible counsel on the matter.
Oh, of course.
Wait.
Hmm?
You're really doing this?
And you're one of the first to know about it for a change. Consider it my parting gift.
Well, I'm glad you find this funny, because I don't.
Connie.
I didn't intend to make light of the occasion. I know all of this happened rather quickly.
How soon do you leave?
We embark on Friday night.
This Friday?
Now that is pretty quick. Will you have time to pack everything up?
We felt it prudent. Besides, the foundation is taking care of everything for us. The bigger concern is selling our home.
You're selling your house?
Of course. We'll no longer be living in it.
But what if it doesn't work out in Baltimore?
Huh?
Eugene, wouldn't it be better to hold on to it just in case? Maybe rent it out. My chiropractor's assistant is looking for a place.
I can't imagine a scenario in which we would need to return.
You know, a few days doesn't give us much time to plan your going away party.
No.
We'd really prefer a simple get-together among a few friends rather than anything elaborate.
There are a lot of folks here who'd like to say goodbye, Eugene. But we'll keep it as simple as we can.
Thank you. And now I really must go. We have an appointment with our realtor at 2 p.m.
All right, well, we'll talk later.
Miss Kendall, I know you've been a bit blindsided by this, and I understand your feelings. I would be perfectly willing to address those at a later time. Farewell.
Realtor? Farewell? He can't imagine a scenario in which you would return. Whit, he's acting like he'll never come back.
You knew this was a possibility, Connie.
Possibility, yeah, but not a reality. And you talked him into it?
I wouldn't say I talked him into it, but we talked. Yes, and I believe it's the right move.
How do we even know this is legit? I mean, who is this Dr. Hunt, anyway?
Well, I've known Langford Hunt for decades, and Eugene has been working with him for the past 18 months. He's a good man.
Well, I don't know how you can be so nonchalant about this.
Believe me, I'm anything but. I may not have been as blindsided as you, but this is a tough loss for me, too. But I simply believe it's the right...
No, Whit, I am not ready to hear how this is the right thing, okay? I'm still trying to process that this is even a thing at all. I just need to start working.
Oh, okay, but I think we should talk later when you're ready. Well, I guess I have a party to plan and quite a few phone calls to make.
Why is everybody just accepting this? That doesn't mean I have to.
Connie?
Yeah?
The salsa is pretty bland. It tastes like marinara sauce.
What? Why do they look so much alike?
Italian nachos it is, then.
So where have you been all day?
Walking around. Thinking.
About Buck?
Just life.
Look, if the Meltzners do actually end up leaving, you only have a few more days with him. You should make the most of it, you know?
You're probably happy about all this. Them moving solves the problem of Buck and me dating.
No. I didn't want it to end like this. I'm sorry about Buck moving away. I know how much he means to you.
Yeah.
But at least you have the opportunity to spend time with him. He came over today, Jules. He's really down. You two have been friends for a long time. Don't just disappear on him.
This is how the story goes, Connie.
What's that supposed to mean?
Fourth grade. We were having career day at school, and Dad was my guest. I was so excited that I told all my friends. And then I woke up for school, and Mom said he'd gone. He'd left. Didn't even say goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Seventh grade. Lead in the school play, Cinderella. Mom promised she'd be there for opening night. I looked everywhere for her during the final bows. Afterward, a former nanny came to get me. A former nanny. She said Mom needed time to rejuvenate and would be gone for a couple of days. It turned into a month.
Oh, that's awful.
That's the pattern of my life. Everyone I've ever trusted leaves. Everyone I depend on eventually abandons me.
Well, I won't.
We'll see.
I won't. And Buck isn't abandoning you either. He doesn't have a choice.
He had more of a choice than you think.
Jules, that's not fair.
Every time I let someone get to know me and I open up to them, they leave. The more I stay connected to Buck, the more it'll hurt when he leaves. So why get more attached? Why put myself through more pain?
Look, caring about people means we have to be vulnerable.
Then I'm not gonna care about him. Can we just drop it now, please?
Okay. But I feel like you're...
Connie?
Fine.
Buck? I've been looking for you.
Hi, Mom. I didn't think you were teaching anymore.
I was dropping off some things, and I wanted to see if I could give you a ride home.
Go on ahead. I'm waiting for Jules.
She's still avoiding you?
I've tried everything. I wait outside her classes, I delivered her favorite cookies, stuffed a million notes in her locker.
Maybe she needs some time to process it, and you can contact her again after the move. In the meantime, Cooper and the other guys from the team have been coming to the house every evening, and you aren't there. Don't shut everyone out.
Jules! Hi.
Hi. Hi, Mrs. Meltzner.
Hello, Jules.
I need to get to my locker.
Can we just talk for a minute, please?
I can't. I'm busy. Can I please get to my locker?
Yeah.
Come on, Buck. Let's go home.
Okay.
I know, it's hard. Are you okay?
We've been through so much together. I can't give up on her. I mean, she helped me find out about my biological dad. I've told her things I've never told anyone. We've shared all our songs with each other.
What is it?
Just remembering a song. I need to go find someone, Mom. Go ahead. I'll see you at home.
Never gives up. Just like his father.
Greetings, Dr. Hunt.
Good morning, Eugene.
I'm assuming you're calling for an update. Everything is falling into place rather nicely. We had a constructive conversation with our realtor.
Actually, Eugene, that's not why I called.
Oh? Very well.
The foundation is considering a change in the plans. We're thinking that you're no longer needed in Baltimore. That we could build a research facility there.
There? Where?
In Odyssey. You wouldn't have to move after all.
May I ask how this decision came about?
I had a discussion with someone who made me wonder if this was going to be the right move for your family long term.
A discussion with whom?
It doesn't matter. But it solidified what had already become a question in my mind ever since I overheard a phone conversation between your son and a friend while you were in Baltimore.
Actually, Buck is now fully on board. And I'd appreciate knowing who contacted you.
That's irrelevant. Oh. The Foundation is voting on the proposal tomorrow, pending your approval. We will need to talk about some of the logistics of this change. For instance, we would need to form a new team. Frederick, whom you met at dinner, has told us that he wouldn't make the move to Odyssey for family reasons.
And I'm certain that some of the team that will be coming here would be coming against their best interests, which would result in an immediate disdain for me.
Eugene.
You realize this would put me at a disadvantage with the very people with whom I'll be working.
Well, frankly, I do, Eugene. But I'm concerned that you could change your mind down the road. I know how important your family is to you. You're too important to lose now or later.
Mr. Whitaker, where's Miss Kendall?
She's late, but she'll be here soon. What's going on?
I just got off the phone with Dr. Hunt, who told me he'd had an interesting conversation with someone who convinced him that he needed to move the research to Odyssey for my family's sake.
And you think it was Connie?
Well, of course it was. Who else would do something like that?
I understand that Jules isn't happy about the move.
I gave Connie Dr. Hunt's contact information when I went to Baltimore.
And it does sound like her, considering her state of mind the other day. Well, I can't imagine even she would do something so intrusive.
Ah, but the upshot is, Dr. Hunt is actually considering doing it.
What?
He said he wants to keep me happy. I'm too important to the project. And if keeping me happy means relocating everything here to Odyssey, he'll do it.
The expense would be enormous. Did you talk about all this with your family?
Yes. They were very gracious and said that we still needed to make the move. But I can't help but think that Buck may wind up resenting me somewhere down the line, knowing that it was in my power to stay.
Whit, sorry, but I was...
Miss Kendall.
Oh, hi.
Is there something you need to tell me about a certain conversation?
With who?
My new boss.
Oh, well, why? What'd he say?
He said the foundation is considering moving the research to Odyssey.
Really? Wow, that's great, Eugene. It's a miracle.
That's not the word I'd use.
What?
Why would you do it, Connie? I mean, interfere like that.
Interfere? But this is what everybody wanted. Isn't this what you wanted, Eugene? Eugene? I mean, don't you want to stay here? Whit, don't you want them to stay?
We had come to grips with our decision. We were at peace with it.
This wasn't your decision to make, Connie. Why?
Why? I can't believe I even have to answer that question. The real question is why you didn't do this a week ago, Eugene. Are you that excited to leave us?
Certainly not. But you have put me in a most uncomfortable position with my family and my coworkers. I am going to tell Dr. Hunt that we reject his offer to move the project to Odyssey. Now, if you'll both excuse me, I need to go comfort my son and help him and my wife finish packing for our move to Baltimore. I'll see you both at the party on Friday.
I was just trying to keep my friend here.
It was selfish, Connie.
Selfish? I was helping.
Helping who? Not Eugene. He has to repair the relationships your actions damaged. Now, the only person you were thinking of is yourself.
It seemed like the perfect solution.
Well, it was a solution, but certainly not the one God had in mind. If Eugene had accepted it, he would have been doubting God's call for him. His Abrahamic moment.
What do you mean?
Well, think back to the story. God didn't bless Abraham until he left. He left his home, his family, all that he knew. He left everything behind and obeyed God's command. And it was there that God blessed him and made him a great nation. Just imagine if Abraham had responded to God by saying, "Just give me the land I'm living in instead so I can stay with my friends." Would God have blessed him?
Probably not. God had a bigger plan in mind.
Exactly. And isn't it possible that God has a bigger plan for Eugene, too? Jesus didn't tell the disciples to stay in Israel, but to go into all the world with their gifts and calling.
I guess that makes sense. I just don't understand how you and I can be in such different places on this one.
How's that?
I mean, does your wisdom ever take a day off to just be mad or lazy or sad? Because I need a day to do that. Right now.
Thanks for getting up so early and helping me out, Otto.
Are you kidding? This is what I live for. So we've got the whirly gig, followed by the power punch, and then a trio of waking up the gators. We'll close out the show with a sunburst, a fire fountain, and my personal favorite, the exploding elevator.
And these are all legal fireworks, right?
Sure, yeah. So, which window is Jules?
There, the one with the yellow curtains.
Think she's awake yet?
She sets her alarm for 7:15 every morning so she can leave for school at 8.
Well, it's 7:20 now.
Then I guess it's go time. When I'm done with the song, set them off.
You got it, Chief. Camera rolling.
All right.
Brown eyes and a big old grin, a voice that made me fly. This girl became a friend, still I don't know why. I made some big mistakes all around, and this is what I found. I'm just me, trying to survive. And that's when I found you, and I felt so alive. You bring out the best in me, like I've never known. And when I see your face, I never wanna be alone. So take me back to the place where I felt free, just you and me.
Jules, I'm sorry for everything. Please give our relationship a chance, even if it's long distance. Now, Otto.
Fire in the hole! Yeah!
Hi.
Connie?
That was a really nice song and likely illegal fireworks show.
What does Jules think?
Well, that's the thing. She's not here.
What? It's 7:30 in the morning. She has to be here.
Well, she went to the airport earlier.
The airport?
Yeah, she said she needed some time away, so she's going back to California for a few days.
What? I'm leaving for Baltimore tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard flight 4375 to Denver. Please make sure your seatbelts are secure.
Excuse me, I'm in the window seat there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here.
Yep. All right.
Hey! You're the reporter, Ted Humphreys, right?
Channel 10, news that counts. Yeah, well, why are you going to Denver?
I'm going through Denver to L.A. Are you going somewhere for a story?
Oh, no, I'm visiting my great aunt. So instead I'll be hearing lots of stories, mostly about her neighbor's dog digging up her petunias.
I see.
Trust me, it's not as interesting as it sounds. Don't teenagers have school today?
Yeah, but... I needed to get out of town for a couple days. As far away as I can.
First, the Meltzners are leaving. Now, Jules? It seems like so much is changing in Odyssey right now. Keep listening to our next adventure to hear the conclusion of both stories. In the meantime, think about how you might react to changes that you don't like or expect. Proverbs 3 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." When life throws us a curveball, and we have to make a decision, or we have to react to other people's choices, remember that God is the only one with all the details. He knows the hearts of everyone involved and sees the bigger picture. That's why we need to pray and trust Him for wisdom, no matter what comes our way. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was called The Best is Yet to Come, Part 3. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.